Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko shibaka de eke ori di yaka. All right. Can y'all hear me, Turner family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Hallelujah. Moko de yaka shede de oko shibaka de eke. Yobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob Yes. Thank you for being on, Esther. I got you on mute right now. Lord, we are thanking you for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. In Jesus' name, we thank you today for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do on our behalf. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We need you in this hour, Lord God. We need you now like never before. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you today, Lord God. We call upon your mighty name, your holy name, and we say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for our sins. We ask you, Lord, to come in with us in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you today, tonight, Lord God, that you are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God. We need you tonight like never before. Move by your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies, oh God. Help us to keep focused on you in the name of Jesus. You lead and guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, we are so grateful, Father God, for your presence, oh God. Move like never before in the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. We honor your presence tonight, and we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and great name. Abba, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. We bless your holy, sweet, precious name. Oh, yeah, you are sweet and precious. You are awesome. You are high. You are holy. Be lifted up, our King. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, that we are aligned with your perfect will in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the young people, for the youth. We thank you tonight for their parents in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, that they shall live and not die. They shall declare your works. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy, you are righteous, you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that we're under the shadow of your almighty wings, and nothing by any means will harm us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for boys to men and girls to ladies. We thank you today for your creation. You said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so that whoever read it can run with it in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for those who read it and are on. Oh God, we thank you for those who you called to come on tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say good evening, good evening. We're grateful you joined us. We are thankful to the Most High God for what he's doing in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you tonight for what you're doing, what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We call upon your mighty name, your holy name, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Father, righteous Lord, King of Kings, we bless your name tonight. We bless your name. We honor you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
That in the last days you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said to prophesy, and God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of foreign violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts.
Michigan. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. We repent for everything we've done that was wrong and that was against your will. We give you praise for your will being done in our lives, Jesus. We submit to your authority, Lord Jesus. We resist the devil in the name of Jesus. We thank you for assistance from your angels in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that the enemy's attack is canceled. They cannot prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We give you love. Thank you for strength, Lord Jesus, for those who need it. We pray for the young generation in the name of Jesus, that they will stand up and be who you call them to be, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for supernatural joy being in your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen.
Tonight we have the Turner family, of which I am a part of, to sing Bless the Lord, a song by Ty Tribbett.
Son of man, Son of righteousness, King of the earth, for sinners slain, I was lost in darkness, found ransom my heart, and I will sing. My strength, my deliverer, the one who rescued me.
You are
my hope,
you are
my redeemer. Your love has set me free. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen, amen. Well, we have the New Pledge of Allegiance by Lily Turner. She'll read it.
This poem was written by a 15-year-old school child in Arizona. New Pledge of Allegiance, totally awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore, because the word God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached new school prayer. Now I sit me down in school, where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our here can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. Outlawed guns, but first the Bible. The quote of the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen, the unwed daddy, your senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you so much, Turner family. We appreciate you. We have Laurel Brunson on with us to say a prayer. Good evening, Laurel.
Hi, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you?
Good. You have anything specific?
Pray how the Lord leads you for youth and their families.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day. God, we bless you, God, for what you're doing. God, even now in this moment, God, we just give you glory and honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're lifting up our youth before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we just ask you, God, to cover our youth today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, our youth need you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask, God, that you have your way in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you shield our youth from peer pressure, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, even while they're in school, God, that you cover them, oh God, from every sickness, every disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, be a fence all around them, God. We're declaring that no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper, oh God. We're declaring, God, that our children, our youth, God, shall be whatever, God, that you have designed them to be. God, we call purpose for us out of them right now in the name of Jesus, God, that they won't get caught up in drugs and alcohol and sex, oh God, and promiscuity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, premarital sex, oh God, children out of wedlock, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you cover our youth right now with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Even the youth on this call, God, we ask that you cover them right now with the blood of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray right now, God, that you snatch every child, God, and all the youth, God, out of the hands of the enemy right now. God, whatever the enemy is plotting or planning on their behalf, oh God, we call it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God, that you're being a hedge of protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're declaring, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that our children will rise up, God, and be the men and the women, God, that you have called them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. They will be leaders and not followers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that our youth are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, that our youth, God, are royal priesthoods, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You called them to stand out, God, and not to fit in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come against gangs, oh God, and gun violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for their families right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to cover every home with the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that you, God, make every crooked way straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you go into the homes, God, and that you declare peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, God. We bless you, oh God, for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for they are the next generation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that parents would train up the children, God, in the way in which they should go. So, God, when they get older, they will not depart from it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, just continue to keep them in your hands, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every generational curse right now, in the name of Jesus. Break every generational curse. Break every chain, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Every chain of addiction, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Every chain of pornography and perversion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare it broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you that you've already done it, God. We declare it into their atmosphere, God, and we call it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a powerful prayer. Thank you, Laurel. Appreciate you. Evangelist Laurel Parsons, we thank God for her. All right. Let's get acquainted. God knows your name, your birthplace, where you live, your address, your fingerprints, and he knows everything about us. So we're thankful. So tonight we're going to have a meet and greet each other. I'm going to start, and then I'll call on whoever else would like to start next. So my name is Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, where I now reside. I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior at 16 years of age. I have traveled abroad to several countries and many cities throughout the United States of America. I taught in public schools in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and in New Orleans for a period of 29 years, first through eighth grade. I'm the author of two books, The Diary of an Unwed Mother, and Our Little Angels Around the World. Who would like to be next? Tell us your name and a little bit about yourself. Laurel, you want to start?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Laurel Brunson. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I am 35 years old. I am currently in school to receive my bachelor's degree, which I still have a long ways to go. But I just started taking courses to get my bachelor's degree. I am married. I have no kids. I love God. I love to do His work, and I love to travel. I love to travel, so I would love to travel the world one day. But, yeah,
that's it. Amen. Thank you, Laurel. Amen. All right, Turner family. Who's going to go? Tyrese, you want to go next?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm Tyrese Turner. Was born in Holland, Michigan. I reside in Holland, Michigan currently. I'm in training to be a doctor at Davenport University, and I also attend Holland High School, and I'm 16 years old.
Amen. Who's next?
My name is Lily Turner, and I'm 14 years old, and I have my business. It's called Lily Jane Sweets and Eats, and I bake a whole bunch of cakes, a lot of desserts.
What grade are you in, Lily?
I'm in ninth grade.
Okay, good. What are you aspiring to be? You said,
I want to have my own food truck.
Your own what?
I want to have my own food truck and travel around the world.
All right. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lily. Who's next? You guys are doing a great job. Who's next?
This is Levi.
Okay.
I'm 13 years old. And I like to play basketball. And I'm a good drummer.
All right. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. Okay. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A drummer.
Yeah. A drummer? Okay. All right. Good. All right. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Micah.
Micah Turner. Y'all got to say your last name.
Yeah. I'm Micah Turner.
Go ahead.
I'm 17, and I live in Holland. I go to Holland High. I'm a senior. And I'd like to be a mechanic when I get older.
All right. Good job. Who's next?
Okay. That's all of us from over here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Let's see where we're going from here. Okay. It's on you, Tyrese.
Yes, ma'am. Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. So pay attention. Pay attention, and let's have fun, learning what thus says the Lord, our Father, our Lord, our King and Savior. He is the master teacher, and he taught Sister G, and he will teach us too. Get ready, get set, and let's learn. Here's Sister G.
Well, good evening again. Thank God for each one of you. Thank you all for coming on tonight. As we continue to move forward, I want to say that I welcome you all again to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Our mission is to teach and train and educate our youth and adults to God's ways, Proverbs 22:6. You're going to need your Bible, so get your Bibles ready. We're going to be reading in the Bible, the Word of God. So I thank God for you all. Get your Bibles ready. I need someone to find Proverbs 22:6 and read it. Anybody have it yet? Proverbs 22:6. Micah, you have it?
Yes, ma'am, we have it.
Okay, go ahead. Micah, can you read it?
Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
Amen. Thank you. All right, so that's one of our scriptures for tonight. We are also going to direct our children towards their purpose in life. Jeremiah 29:11. Would someone find that? Jeremiah 29:11. We thank God for Minister Glory Dean. She's on with us as well. Laurel, you got your Bible in front of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right. Jeremiah 29:11. Somebody, anybody?
I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Amen, amen. The Lord has thoughts towards us. And the Word of God says His thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. So we also are teaching our youth what it means to be holy in body and in spirit. I need someone to find 1 Corinthians 7:1-2 and 2 Corinthians 7:1. So 1 Corinthians 7:1-2 and 2 Corinthians 7:1. Say your name and read it when you get it, please. Hello? Y'all looking for it?
Can you re-say the scriptures, please?
Yes. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2.
Okay, I have that one. This is Tyrese.
Your name is Tyrese? Good. Turner, good.
Now, for the matters you wrote about, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But since sexual immorality is occurring, each man should have sexual relations with his wife, and each woman with her own husband.
All right. Thank you. All right. Who has 2 Corinthians 7:1?
This is Micah Turner.
Hear me? Gloria Dean, do you hear me? I had it on mute. 2 Corinthians 7:1.
Okay, I'm sorry. Micah was getting ready to read it, yes. But hold on, you can read it too, but hold on. Go ahead, Micah, you read it first. Evangelist Gloria Dean, she's going to read it. Go ahead, Micah.
I accidentally had it on mute. Okay.
That's okay, Gloria Dean. Micah, go ahead and read it, please.
Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God.
Amen. All right, Glory Dean, can you read it? He read it in, what version was that, Micah?
This is the New Living Translation.
All right, good.
This is
Glory Dean, go ahead and read it, Glory Dean.
King James Version. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfect in holiness in the fear of God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Thank God for those who are joining us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Welcome. Okay, Our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. 1 Corinthians 13:11. So get your Bibles in front of you. We're going to need to, I'm going to call on someone. If you could find that for us, please. 1 Corinthians 13:11. That is our foundation scripture.
This is Lily Turner.
Okay, go ahead, Lily.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of my childhood behind me.
Amen. Excellent, excellent. Anybody else found it in another version? You can read it. State your name and read it. All right. Nobody else found it. Okay. I have it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You have it, Glardine?
Well, I have it in the King James Version.
Read it, please.
I think it likes to write the same, but when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things.
Amen. Thank you. I love it when we read in different versions of the Bible. It's awesome. So, yes, it's talking about when we were, you know, how we were when we were children, and we all were children. Some of us are children now. We talk like children. We understood as children, understand things. I know I can remember as I've gotten older, some things that my parents said to me, I look at them and I said, oh, my God, I thought they meant this. But now that I'm older, I can understand better what they meant. It wasn't what I thought when I was a child. So growing up is not easy, especially if you are a youth, a teenager, or not a baby or a child. Your parents may or may not have realized that you are not a baby or a young child anymore. Parents have to adjust as well as children to growing up. So we have this poem that I'm going to read to you. Hold on 1 second. The poem is called The Lord is My Shepherd. And I'm going to read it. It says, hold on 1 second. The Lord is my shepherd, and you are my dad. You are my mom. I am never in need, for he provides through you whatever I need. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and you make me eat green beans. He leads me beside peaceful waters, and you ask me not to fuss or be mean. He renews my soul. You renew my goals. He guides me along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And you remind me to do the right thing for my name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of death, he is with me. I fear no harm. His rod and his staff give me courage. You encourage me with the board of correction when I need it, whether I agree or not. God prepares a banquet for me while my enemies watch. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. You prepare healthy meals for me, even if my friends and I want Mickey D's or Burger King have it my way. You make sure I look good from my head to my toe. You give me much more than I need. Surely, his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He will protect me when I am grown and leave your household, but I will remain in his house all the days of my life. I thank God for each of you. I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom. So that's a poem that discusses, you know, how children may feel. Sometimes children, you know, go through different things, and adults have no idea. Because sometimes they cannot express them. They're there in them, but they can't express them. I remember as a child growing up in school, I couldn't always understand what the teacher was saying. I didn't understand the language that the teacher was using. And sometimes I just couldn't understand. It would go over my head. So I would ask my classmates, what did she say? What did they say? I couldn't understand it. But one of the things I didn't realize was I needed glasses. I couldn't see well. And so once I got glasses, I could see well and hear well. So I don't know how that worked like that, but I thank God every day, you know, that he allowed me to get those glasses, because it certainly helped me. It helped me 100%. So I thank the Lord every day that, you know, as we grow older, we're able to express ourselves things that we couldn't express. So I want you all to, I have all the phones unmuted, so I'm going to ask you all to repeat after me. I was. All right, I can't hear anybody, but I'm going to start again. I was created.
I was created.
I was created.
And destined.
And destined.
For greatness.
For greatness.
God put greatness.
God put greatness.
On the inside of me.
On the inside of me.
Every day I show the greatness of God.
Every day I show the greatness of God.
On the inside of me.
On the inside of me.
Psalms 139, 14 through 17 says. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works.
Marvelous are thy works.
And my soul knoweth right. My soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you. When I was made.
When I was made in secret,
and curiously wrought,
and truthfully
wrought,
curiously, I'm sorry, wrought,
and
curiously wrought,
in the lowest parts of the earth,
in the lowest parts of the earth.
Thine eyes did see my substance. Yet being imperfect. And in thy book.
All my members were written, incontinent, were fashioned.
I'm sorry, maybe y'all can't understand me too clear. Next time I'll have us to go to the scripture. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me.
O God.
How great
are
the sum of them. All right. Thank you all so much. That was Psalm 139. I thank God that, you know, we are all created and destined for greatness. Sometimes we forget that we are all created and destined for greatness. Sometimes we get, you know, a little bit discouraged and we think, oh, my God, what am I living for? But God created us and destined us for greatness. Somebody find Jeremiah 29:11 again for us. Jeremiah 29:11.
All right.
Let me know when you get it. State your name and read it.
Lily Turner has it.
All right, read it.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
Amen. So God has great plans for everybody that he created. And we're so grateful because if he could have just put us down here and left us alone, but he never leaves us. He's always with us. Boys to men, girls to ladies, was created to teach our youth of all nationalities, one, the ways of God, two, to encourage them to speak and to speak into their lives what God says about them, three, to decree and declare things as they be, four, to give them a hope and a vision for a great future, five, to introduce Christ to them and to help them develop a relationship with God through Christ Jesus at a tender age. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing right now on University of Biblical Studies. Now, I'm going to go over some requirements. You know, this is the university level. We're not dealing with the children level right now. We're dealing with the university level. So one of the things that I'm requiring is that you have your Bible. I prefer that you read from the King James Version unless I say, would you read that in another version? So make sure you have the King James Version unless I say, would you read that in another version, please? All right, that's going to be the main Bible that we're going to read from because sometimes we're going to be doing scriptures and we're going to need you to all read them together. So we want to say the same thing. All right, number two, University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, get a binder. It could be a tablet with different sections in it so you could take notes. Sometimes, you know how on the university level, you take notes, whether you take them on your computer, you could take them on a tablet or you can write them down. So you're going to need to take notes. And you can file them, you know, those little tabs that you can file them under, January, February, March, you know, those tabs. Some of them may have weekly tabs, maybe Monday, Thursday or whatever, but we're going to be on Thursdays as long as the Lord says. Those little binders, like about a dollar from Dollar Tree. All right, the third thing is writing pens. Get your pens ready to write with. And you'll have homework weekly. This is on the university level. We're no longer operating on the children level right now. We're operating on the university level. So turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13:11, everyone. I'm grateful to God for each one of you all that are on with us tonight. Thank God for you. So we read that a few minutes ago. I'm going to ask one of the Turner children if you could read that in the King James Version, 1 Corinthians 13:11. So make sure you have your Bibles ready when you come on every week on Thursdays. I thank God for you all. God created us. He created us for greatness. Remember I told you greatness is on the inside of each one of us, and it has nothing to do with how we feel. It's what God did. So we thank God that he is doing great things in all of us. Amen, amen, amen.
This is Tyrese Turner.
I'm sorry, say that again.
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay, you have that scripture, Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Amen. Yes, thank you so much for reading that. Yeah, you know, when we're children, we behave like children. And that's good. But, you know, we think like children. We understand like children. But when we become older, whether we're a man or a woman, that man is a term for human beings or people. When I became older, when we became older, we put away childish things. So, you know, young people and children are a delight to be around, but they do not stay children forever. They grow up. So they grow up and develop into teens. And this poem may express how sometimes you may have felt. My mom, it says, "Dear Mom, we want to tell you we were wrong when you fussed at us because you love us, and we rolled our eyes, sucked our teeth, pouted like a two-year-old, even though we were teens. We're sorry for all we put you through. We're not trying to be mean. We're trying to find out what it means to be a teen. I mean, a queen, a teen, a king. We're finding out that we don't know what it means to be a teen. So in between working and keeping the house clean, will you teach us what it means to be a teen? I mean, a queen or a king, like when you were a teen. If I sound mixed up, it's because I'm not grown up yet. I'm in between." So this poem expresses how some teens might be struggling or going through. You know, all of us probably, you know, I mean, we didn't show it. We didn't act like we were rolling our eyes. We knew better. We may get a shoe across our head, across the room at us. And, you know, sometimes you sucked your teeth, but you didn't do it openly. You know, you kind of concealed it. You were like, oh, no, if I do that, my dad and my mama, they go get the board of correction at us. So, you know, you got to, you know, just think about, you know, sometimes when you're a teen, you're going through different things in your hormones are changing, and things your parent used to say to you as you get older, because your hormones change, you go like, they irritate me. Even their voice irritates you sometimes, or things that they say or things that they do, you go like, God, why are they picking on me? When they're not picking on you, they're helping you to grow up. So the hormonal changes can be difficult to adjust to. The Bible lessons that we're going to study, you know, will benefit adults as well as the youth. So our topic for tonight is, who is God and what does he want with me? Who is God and what does he want with me? Yep, God wants something with each one of us. He didn't just put us down here and leave us. He put a purpose on the inside of us. So I need an adult to get your Bible, and I need you to read Jeremiah 29:11 again. That's what we were talking about. Jeremiah, we read that earlier, so we're going to read that again. Jeremiah 29:11. Who wants to read it? An adult. All right, I believe we have Minister Shawanda Guidry on here, evangelist. Is that you, Minister Shawanda Guidry?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord, Minister G. Jeremiah 29:11 from the King James Version reads as follows. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
All right, all right. Yeah, God has plans for us. He didn't just put us down here so we can eat and work and sleep and go to school. Uh-uh. He has plans. He don't want us hanging out on the corner with the people. You know, he has plans for us. And those plans are great plans. He created and destined us, as we said earlier. Let's repeat after me again this, what we said earlier. Say, I was created.
I was created.
And destined for greatness.
And destined for greatness.
God put greatness.
God put greatness.
On the inside of me.
On the inside of me.
Every day.
Every day.
I show the greatness of God.
I show the greatness of God.
On the inside of me.
On the inside of me.
All right. Well, we're going to do some Bible facts. So pay close attention. You're going to need your Bibles. You may need to turn to the table of contents, but we're going to do some Bible facts. And if you know the answer, state your name and wait for me to call on you so you can give the answer. All right. If you know the answer, state your name and wait for me to call on you to give the answer. All right. Adults or anyone, or youth, can answer this question. How many parts does the Bible have? State your name.
This is Tyrese Turner.
All right. Go ahead. How many?
The Bible has two parts.
All right. Very good. Somebody else tell me. Good job, Tyrese. Who else can tell me?
Thank you.
What two parts of the Bible are? State your name and wait for me to call on you. What are the two parts the Bible has? We also have a young lady on here. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. We thank God for her coming on with us today. I'm so grateful that she came on. This is Kimberla. Hi, Kimberla. How you doing?
Thanks for having me in the Old and the New Testament.
Amen. Good job. Thank you so much, Kimberla. All right. So I want to know, what are the five books of the law? State your name and state them, and wait for me to call on you. I'm sorry. What are the five books of the law? Hello? Somebody? Anybody? No, Minister Shawanda knows them.
This is Micah Turner.
Micah, go ahead.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Good job. So whenever you're stating something, say the five books of the law or whatever you're stating. So say that again.
The five books of the law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Excellent. Good job. All right. Okay. That was excellent. Excellent job. How many books are there in the Old Testament? How many books of the Bible are there in the Old Testament? Who can tell me? State your name.
Evangelist Shawanda.
Okay.
Is it 39?
You asking me or telling me?
Oh, 39.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Evangelist Shawanda Guidry.
Okay.
There are 39. I'm sorry?
Books in the Old Testament. Good job. You're correct. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. We have someone just joined us, so we thank God for you all being on with us, 708. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. Now, state your name and tell me how many books are in the New Testament.
Evangelist Shawanda, there are 27 books in the New Testament.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much. There are 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. Someone else tell me how many books, total books in the whole Bible? Everyone, don't answer at one time. Everybody can.
Gloria Dean, there are 66 books in the Bible.
Amen, amen. There are 66 books in the whole Bible. Now, who can tell me what is the last book in the Bible? State your name and tell me. Lily Turner, go ahead.
Revelation.
All right,
Revelation. The Bible is Revelation.
Revelations, good job. All right, we thank God for you. Okay, let's see. Next question. What is the last book in the Old Testament? What's the last book in the Old Testament?
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay.
The last book of the Old Testament is Malachi.
Malachi, good job. You guys are brilliant. All right. We are on the university level in here. Okay, next question. What are the three names of the books of the law? There are three names of the books of the law. Even if you can't state all of them, state one of them, at least one of them. State your name and tell us. I gave you one of them. It's the books of the law. What's the other two?
This is Sister Aida. The books of the law are Genesis.
Okay, I don't want
Exodus.
You to state them. I don't want you to state them. This is the question. What are the three names of the books of the law? Thank you, Sister Aida, for being on. What are the three names of the books of the law? One of them is the books of the law. What's the other two names of that the books of the law are called?
Oh, the Torah. I mean.
Yep, that's it, Torah. Yeah, one
Torah,
of them.
The Torah and
Anybody want to help her out? The Torah and what's the other one?
Gloria Dean, I think the Pentateuch.
Pentateuch, that's correct. So the three names for the books of the law, the Pentateuch, and the Torah. Good job. We got to help each other. That's what we're here for, helping one another. All right, next question. What is the book in the Bible where God says what he created? What are the books in the Bible where God says what he created? State your name and tell me the answer. I'll give you a clue. It's in the Old Testament. What book in the Bible where God states what he created? Hello? Y'all going to sleep? Can y'all hear me?
Genesis.
Hello?
This is Sister Aida. Are you talking about Genesis?
Genesis.
In the beginning, God created.
Amen. Genesis, yes. So sometimes you may have an answer in your mind. Say it. It's okay. I mean, nobody's 100% right all the time but God. So it's all right to make a mistake. You know, when we were little, they correct you if you made a mistake. But it's okay. We're human. All right. So who can tell me? Sister Aida, go ahead and state the books of the law, five books of the law.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
All right. So the five books of the law she just stated are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So when you're stating something, say what you're stating. All right. So everybody will understand. Okay. Well, thank God. There are five books of poetry. Who can name them? There are five books of poetry. Who can name them? State your name and name them. Come on, y'all going to sleep on me, are y'all?
Five books of poetry? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gloria,
go ahead, Gloria.
Oh, Gloria, the five books of poetry are book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
Amen. Good job. Hey, thank you, Gloria Dean. Excellent. All right.
Amen.
There are five major prophets. Who can name them? The five major prophets. State your name. Five major prophets. State your name and name the five major prophets.
This is Tyrese Turner.
Uh-huh.
The five major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Excellent. Good job. Five major prophets. Good job. I like the way you stated that. All right. How many books are there in the minor prophets? How many books are there in the minor prophets?
This is Sister Aida. There are 12 books in the minor prophets.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Who can name them?
This is Sister Aida.
Okay.
Oh. You said name the 12 books?
Yes.
Name the 12 prophets. The 12 minor books are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
All right. Excellent job. Excellente. Oh, you guys are brilliant. I just love the way you all know the Bible facts. Well, moving right along, we're going to move into our lesson tonight. Our lesson is, who is God and what does he want with me? Who is God and what does he want with me? So, I want to challenge you this week to memorize as much as you can of Genesis 1. See if you can memorize Genesis 1 through 6. Remember, this is the university. Genesis 1, 1 through 6, as much as you can remember it. All right, I'm sorry, someone texted me a message just now, I was reading it. All right, so Genesis 1, 1 through 6, we're going to be on that for quite a while, so go ahead and start memorizing Genesis 1. Let's all turn to Genesis 1, the first chapter. Who is God and what does he want with me? That is the title of our, that's our theme for this week and maybe for a couple of weeks or so. That will be our theme till we finish it. If you have the King James Version, that would be great so we all can, you know, be on the same, on one accord with that one. And sometimes I may ask you to read it from a different version. So, Genesis chapter 1. All right, I'm going to count to three, and let's all read it together. Is there anyone who doesn't have it? Genesis chapter 1. All right, one, two, three. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, y'all read it with me?
God created the heavens and the earth.
All right, so you got that first verse memorized. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Most of us know that verse already. So that's our scripture that we're going to be, you know, doing this time. So, you know, let's go to, no, one person find for me. State your name and say, I'll find it. Philippians 4:13. Who can find it? Philippians 4:13. Who can find it? State your name and tell me you're going to find it. Philippians 4:13.
This is Kimbala, and I have it.
Okay. All right,
it's
go ahead.
Philippians 4:13, King James Version. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen. So when we get
all
stuck,
things.
I'm sorry, did someone else say something? All right. So when we, you know, find things difficult, we can call on the Lord and we can support. Help me to do all things. Strengthen me to do all things that I need to do. All right, so this is the scripture that, you know, I used to write scriptures on index cards. I buy the index cards and I write scriptures on them. I probably have, I don't know how many scriptures, maybe, I don't know, 25, 50 scriptures on index cards. I put them, you know, when I'm eating, I'll review them or put them, you know, where I study, just all over. You know, the Word of God says in Deuteronomy, write them on the doorpost, put them, you know, all over, everywhere, on the door, on the, it could be on the front of the TV. Remind yourself, oh, yeah, no TV right now, memorizing my scripture. Oh, yeah, can't do this right now, memorizing my scripture. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So Genesis 1, God tells us what he did in the beginning. In the very beginning, what he did. So Genesis is the book that's called, you know, lets us know all the things. And God did so many things. Who can tell us? You probably know this already. How many days did God create? How many days did it take him to create, you know, the world and human beings? State your name and tell me.
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay.
It took 7 days.
Well, somebody else. Who else had the answer? How many days did it take God to create?
This is Kimberly. 6 days.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Kimberly, 6 days. Someone else said something. Who else?
Sister Aida said something. Took
what'd
six
you say?
Days.
6 days.
I said,
all right.
6 days.
Oh, I said 6 days.
Okay, mm-hmm. Kimberly and Aida said 6 days. So let's look at Genesis in the beginning. All right. Tyrese, would you read verses 1 through 6? Tyrese, Genesis 1 through 6.
Yes, ma'am. In the beginning, God created the heavens.
Always state what you're reading. Genesis
1, 1 through 6.
Good job.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
All right, good job, good job. Sister Aida, are your two sons there with you?
No.
Okay, all right. So invite them to come on next time as well. I appreciate it. All right, Sister Aida, can you read Genesis 1, 7 through 9?
Genesis 1, 7 through 9. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so.
Amen. All right. Would someone volunteer to do Genesis 1, 10 through 12? State your name and read it, please.
This is Lily Turner of Holland, Michigan.
Okay.
And God called the dry land, earth,
Genesis,
and the gathering together. Genesis 1, 10 to 12.
Thank you.
And God called the dry land, earth, and the gathering together of waters. He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I want to take time right now. I just got like an emergency. It's like a prayer request. The baby that I pray for daily, she had a liver transplant when she was 5 months old. She's 7 months old now. She is a baby Chloe. So would someone volunteer and pray for baby Chloe? She came home from the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and she had a fever this morning, so they rushed her back to Orlando to the hospital. So would someone pray for her? Right now her mom says she's you know, they're monitoring her. Hopefully she's getting much better. So now she is 7 months old, so would someone volunteer to pray a prayer for her?
We pray for baby Chloe.
Okay, glory to
God. We pray for baby Chloe.
Okay.
Father God, I want to thank you right now for baby Chloe, Father God. Right now we put her into your hands, God, that you take care of, Father, because you know exactly what's wrong with her. Father God, we are asking now that you would just touch this baby, God, and let your anointing be upon the area, God, which is they're having problems with, Father, and that she'll be healed, God, because we know by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. According to the word, God, she's healed. And we thank the Lord for healing baby Chloe, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, keep her alive, for we speak that word, that she shall not die but live and declare your works, God, as she continue to live in the land of the living, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, God, and we just wash her with the blood of Jesus. We're washing the inside and outside of little baby Chloe now, Father God. Water, God, the water, God, of healing, God, the waters of healings, God, dipping in the waters of healings, God, dipping her in, dipping her in. And we thank you for it, God, for our healing in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Baby Chloe is born into this world, but she has a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 says about the thoughts and the plans that God has for her as well as for us. So we thank God. If you can add her to your prayer list every day, it will be much appreciated. Add her. She has a sister, baby Zoe, that's 5 years old. And her parents have been, you know, taking care of both of the children. So keep them in your prayers. They live in Jacksonville, thank God. So thank God for, they know the Lord. Hallelujah. They know the Lord. Amen. So, Lily, I apologize, Lily. Can you read that last verse you read again? Genesis, I know, I don't remember exactly what it was. Go ahead.
And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed.
Lily, I don't know which one you were reading. Can you tell me where you were?
Genesis 1:12.
12, okay, go ahead.
And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
Amen. Yes. It was good. Everything that God made is good. We can learn that throughout the script, especially in Genesis. God, everything that God made was good, and he stated it. All right, so would someone read Genesis 13, 14, 15? State your name and read, please. Hello? Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on, babe. We're going to stop right here, and we're going to continue. I want to tell you a couple of things, and then Tyrese is going to come back. But God is, you know, such a great God. He has plans for all of us. And Genesis just tells us a little bit about the beginning of what God did in the beginning of the Bible. And, you know, how he created us, human beings, how the first human beings he created, male and female. They were joined together in holy matrimony, and thus came all of us from them, Adam and Eve. So God is an omnipotent God, which means that there's nothing impossible to him. He's unlimited. He's very powerful. Genesis tells us that. You know, he created the whole world in 6 days. So who can tell me, what did he do on the seventh day? State your name and tell me. What did God do on the seventh day?
This is Sister Aida. He rested. God rested on the seventh day.
Yes. He rested on the seventh day. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I want you to know that God is not only omnipotent, he's omniscient. He knows everything. So he knows our thoughts from afar off. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So he already know you. He know your name. So we're going to be finding out in the next, you know, lessons, next few lessons, what God wants with us. What he requires of us, what he wants, who he is. We already know that he is a creator. What else can you tell me about who God is? He's a creator. What else? State your name and tell me. From reading Genesis, what can you tell me about God? Hello?
This is Sister Aida. I would say that God is all powerful. I'm not omnipotent.
Okay, good. Very good. He's omnipotent, most powerful. All right, Gloria Dean, was that you speaking as well?
I didn't say anything. I know omnipotent is if that's a real.
I'm sorry.
You put it. Would you want to put it that way? Well, I would say that she said he's out. God is omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent.
Amen.
Amen.
What is omnipresent, Gloria Jean?
As he's present everywhere.
Amen. Everywhere at the same time. Good job. So we're going to continue this lesson until we complete it. Who is God, and what does he want with us? He wants something from us. That's why he sent us to the earth. Jeremiah 29:11, you read, he knows the plans that he has for you, and they are good plans, not evil, to give us a future and a hope. So read that scripture in different versions of the Bible. All right, we're going to be moving back to our co-host in just a moment. He's going to continue on with what we're doing for tonight. So, you ready, Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am. Now we have an encouraging word from Pastor John Turner from Holland, Michigan.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that every word that was said over this line, over the radio, that it stick to us. And I really appreciate the opportunity for you, that you brought us on here, Sister G. Really appreciate that. Today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about obstacles and detours right now. And we know that the Lord has called the young because they're strong. But we also have to understand the devil knows that. So what he wants to do is to get control of our minds he wants to get the children's mind first, and he already know if he get control of the children's mind, they will speak and do whatever, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if he has control over the minds, he hits the heart. They speak whatever. Then he has control over the bodies. And so what I wanted to tell everyone today is to be encouraged, because one of the things is we have to understand that God has given us divine assistance. That's in Psalms 91. It says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways," to keep you in all your ways. So you have to understand that with that being said, the devil's a copycatter. We have 1 Peter 5:8. He tells us that, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who he may devour." And so we have a choice. That's what God is saying. We have a choice. Choose ye this day whom you would serve. Choose what was going to go in your ear gate, in your eye gate. The obstacles are only distractions to make you detour, to detour you from getting to your destiny. That's all it is. The music today is called trap. That's for a certain kind of culture, but everybody's getting into it now. I listen to a country song that sounds just like trap music. That was a crazy thing. You have to watch the friends that you have. You have to watch it, because he said bad company corrupts good behavior. You have to watch that reality TV that we like so much, the movies. Even in the movies, the enemy is getting so slick that he's putting it into Disney now. You have to watch it in toys now. As if whoever has Facebook will understand that. Now we have to watch conversations on the phone. How much time do we spend on the phone? How much time do we spend on the internet? This is with our children and adults. This is us too. We're not singling you out. We're saying this. This is for all of us. And we have to heed the instructions. And there are instructions in everything. And I was thinking about Bill Cosby. I'm not going to talk here and talk your ear off, but I was thinking about Cosby Show. Denise, she had a shirt. Theo brought a shirt, and it was a Garden Garp Trill. And he brought a $30 shirt, and Bill Cosby wasn't having it. He said, "Man, you better be some pants with that shirt." And so when that happened, Denise said, "I can make him. I can sew him a shirt just like that." And he's like, "Okay, cool," because he had a date. Long story short, she sold it. Please get it. She sold the shirt. It was the same material. Looks very good, but the measurements was off. Now, we have instructions with everything. She did not read the instructions. If you can look at that episode, you'll crack up. And so this is what I got from that. It was the wrong measurement. So we might be looking at the wrong things, going down the wrong path, or going about it the wrong way. When the Lord is saying, put on the whole armor of God, he's saying, put on a helmet. But the enemy wants us to take off the helmet and rest on our shield, get comfortable with some things. But my thing is, just be encouraged. I'm not going to hold you on, like I said. Just be encouraged to do the necessary thing, to watch out for the obstacles that may detour you from your blessing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner. Obstacles and detours. Yes, we do have those. We have obstacles and detours. There was a detour in Adam and Eve's life, and we have obstacles and detours in our life. Like you said, you got to listen to the music. You know, parents, pay attention to the music your children's listening to. Are there subliminal messages in their music? A lot of times there are. Sometimes the subliminal messages are in the music. Listen to their conversations and watch your conversations and what you listen to as well. So I thank Pastor Turner for that awesome, powerful word, obstacles and detours. We have them. Hallelujah. All of us have had them. Sometimes we get off the path. There's a scripture that says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see the change in my life, and they will turn around." So those are obstacles and detours. You know, the horrible pit. That's you know, the way we got there, that's an obstacle, a detour. So God bring us out. Thank the Lord he bring us out. Well, I want to tell you, God wants, he gives us the gift of salvation. And he gave us Jesus so that we could be saved. Is there anyone on the line who's not saved? State your name if you would like to be saved. We have people on the line who can talk about, walk you through the plan of salvation. Anybody on here? All right. Well, we thank God for everyone on here who's saved. And, you know, backsliding is not an option. Once you get saved, God wants us to remain faithful. He's faithful to us, and he wants us to remain faithful. God has already, you know, given us a great plan, a great future, a great hope, Jeremiah 29:11. So we have to remember, you know, we are growing up. You know, we are growing up. This is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, University of Biblical Studies. We are growing up, even as adults, even me. There are areas in my life I need to grow up. Sometimes it's difficult growing up. It's painful growing up. We have growing pains. We go like, oh, no. You know, God will put the finger on certain areas. Just look, I want you to grow up in that area. You know, so we have to grow up in some areas of our lives where we're not grown up yet. So I thank God for each of you all coming on. And like I said, we can't backslide. We got to move forward. So, you know, when the obstacles and the detours come, we got to go around them. You know, when you're driving down the street, you see a detour. Go that way, the detour. You know, the obstacles come. You know, when I was a teenager growing up, they had obstacles in PE, and we used to have to jump over those. The Turner children probably could tell me I can't remember the name of them now, but they would put them, and we jump over those obstacle courses things. So I thank God. So remember, stay saved. Don't backslide. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And now we have our co-host again.
Yes, ma'am. The Bible says in James 5:15, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, produces much, results in much. It's time for prayer requests. Sister G is ready to take your prayer request.
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. That was awesome. We thank God for Tyrese tonight. He's been our co-host. He's done an excellent job. Wow, wow. Who knows? He may be a producer of his own radio, television, station at some point. So right now we're going to be taking prayer requests. Anyone on here who wants a prayer request, state your name, and we'll take your prayer request. Make it as brief as possible. We appreciate you. All right, prayer request. Someone just came on, 312. Thank you for coming on. Do you have a prayer request? All right. I put them on mute. 312, you're on mute if you want. If you want to stay, I can hear noise in the background. So if you want to, say something, press 1. 312. Anybody else have a prayer request? No prayer request tonight. Okay, everybody look like they're in good standing with the Father? All righty. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on with us. Let's see. I'm going to ask someone else. Let's pray for baby Chloe again. Would someone else pray for baby Chloe? Someone prayed for her already. Would someone else volunteer to pray for her?
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown.
We repent for what we've done, Lord God. We come boldly to your throne, Lord Jesus. You said if two or more are gathered together, then you are here, Lord Jesus. And whatever we ask, we shall receive. We ask protection for baby Chloe in the mighty name of Jesus. We lose healing over her and her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for everything lining up with the word of God, and we believe it to be effective, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that your word cannot return back void, Lord Jesus. Thank you for her being healed by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you thanks and we love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you so much. Well, we're continuing on. Anyone else? Prayer request? I'm going to put this 312 number back on off mute. 312, do you have a prayer request? All right. They didn't say anything. We thank God for each of you all being on with us. We appreciate you. We love each one of you. All right. Co-host, it's on you.
We'd like to thank everyone for coming on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. We truly love and appreciate each of you. God bless you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing everybody on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for you being revealed in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your light shining bright through them wherever they go in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus, being evident. We call forth the fruits of the Spirit to being on those who are seeking you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for us getting in your word and getting to know you more. Thank you for the intimate relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for everything you do, Lord Jesus. Thank you for how this phone line went in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the people who got something from it in the name of Jesus. Let it stick with them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are thankful that you, the Most High God, oh, you order our steps, oh God. Your word says that you order the steps of a good person. So we thank you for ordering our steps. Oh, God, we thank you for everyone who came on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. We ask you to bless them and their families, their church families, those they're connected with, oh, God. We ask you to protect them and their neighborhoods, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the young people. We thank you for the young people. We thank you for them dedicating their lives to you, oh, God, being like Joseph, who was faithful all the days of his life. Like Samuel, who was faithful all the days of his life. We thank you for the Hannahs, oh God, and the Jobs who pray for their children daily, Lord God, who pray not only for their children, but pray for the children of the world. Oh God, our children are in trouble. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we cry out for those who are not covered, and those who are covered, we pray for them, oh God, that the enemy, oh God, attacks would be cut off before they come nigh their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children are in a safe place in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless and honor you. We thank you tonight for all that you did, all you deposited in us, on boys to men, girls to ladies tonight. You are an awesome God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. Oh, God, we thank you that you are here with us, each one of us. We bless you tonight. We give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving for everything that you are doing, everything that you've done, and what you are about to do. Walk with us tonight. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Everything that we are concerned about, we're going to leave it at your feet tonight, because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody have any questions, comments, anything they want to say tonight before we get off? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. We're closing out right now, and we thank God for what you're doing in us, what he's doing in us. Look forward to speaking to you all next Thursday night, same time, same number. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah for you all. You're raising
We will be the one.